worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Filling with your glowing slime.
Kara.
Yeah, so great.
Mickey.
Protect your private parts.
And Lazy E.
This is how aneurysms start.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Tally-ho! Let's start the show.
Oh.
Yeah, how I would love to see a data graph of how many people just immediately turned this off.
Tell it!
Yeah, done.
Done.
Welcome to a freak accident. Four hosts. I am one of them. My name is Crisco.
Things You're are, having some trouble,
things
too.
Things are rattling around. I'm low on blood. Lacey is here as well. We got Kara in the hizzy.
Yep.
And Mickey in the shizzy.
Oh,
our website is
Mickey,
say something.
Hi.
Our website is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. And our email, if you'd like to reach out, as always, is freaks@afreakaccident.com. We accept letters for any reason.
And so, we'll put them in our shizzy.
Yeah, we'll put them in the shizzy with Mickey.
I'm not reading any of them.
Calling back
in the back.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't know what that was. I thought that was heaven calling.
You wish.
I know.
You can't die and get out of this show. We got a whole episode to go through. Man, something ain't right in my brain today. It's not good. It's not good at all. I had a quick question, though, for everybody, because it dawned on me today. Because I was talking to a friend of mine recently whose relative or friend, somebody they know, got COVID, right, like over the weekend. And I'm like, man, people are still getting COVID, I guess. But it dawned on me, I don't think anybody here has had COVID, have they?
That we know of.
Well, yeah, true. We could have been asymptomatic or whatever, but yeah.
Recently? Yeah, Mickey had it.
You
had
COVID?
I had it.
Oh, wait, that's right. You did have it.
February?
Yeah.
January, February.
That's right. You did get it.
Yep.
1 in 4. Look at that.
I mean, I probably had it and just don't know it. I was walking around infecting everybody. Whoops.
Just spitting in her hand and like rubbing it on every surface she can find.
Man, I feel like crap. It's probably allergies.
I better
COVID
go
it all over everybody.
COVID it all over.
Hey, I got a question.
He's like that.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Who almost got scammed here? Raise your hand.
Nope. Almost get scammed.
Yes, you did.
She did get scammed.
The way she phrased this, so we're forcing her to tell us about this on the show
because she never has anything.
Yeah, that's what she claims, and yet now she does. But the way you were framing it off mic was that it sounded like you took it very seriously at first. Anyway.
I pretended to.
Oh, okay. Well,
it was fun.
Go ahead and explain what exactly happened.
So I had my half an hour break to myself, and my phone rings. And there's a guy on the other end telling me that my social security number has been compromised. So while I'm feeding the dogs, I've got the cell phone laying out and I'm letting him babble on and tell me.
Is that the first time you've ever gotten one of those calls?
In this frame, yes. Normally, when I pick it up, I know immediately because I hear the click on the line. I know that it's either spam or junk, whatever. This one was a 202 number, which while he was talking and after I was done feeding the dogs, I looked it up. It was a DC number. And I was like, huh. I'm like, okay. So he's
telling
me. The
Social Security Administration office isn't in Washington, though. Wow. But okay, go ahead.
So
most people are probably too stupid to know that anyway.
Right.
Wow, he called you stupid. Okay.
It's fine. So he's telling me, like, the first, like, 2 seconds into this, I do not want you to mention your Social Security number, any personal information. This is a recorded line. And I'm like, huh. I'm like, all right. I'm like, so we're not mentioning anything. And he's asking me, he's like, have you ever been to someplace in Texas? And I was like, no. And he's like, well, we think your social security number was compromised through Amazon.
And
I'm like,
hey, that depends.
Okay.
Does your mom live in Texas?
Yeah. No, New Mexico.
Oh.
Wrong state. So this went on for, I don't know, 20 minutes of him just explaining all of this stuff and telling me, don't say anything personal. We don't want to get any of your information. And I'm like, all right, interesting. So he's like, I'm gonna leave you on the line for a few minutes here, and I'm going to have the local police department call in. So sure enough, my phone rings 2 minutes later, Wilkes-Barre Police Department.
What?
And I'm like, all right, this is like really weird. Well, then the person gets on the phone and they have a very thick accent.
Oh, obviously straight up from the city here.
From
Shaw. Like, oh my God.
Were they German? Shaw.
Yeah, Shaw.
Shaw, you got your social security.
Shaw, we are definitely in Wilkes-Barre. We are calling about your social. I don't know what this has turned into.
This,
but
I know.
It's
yeah, it was
no,
good.
You got to keep it like this. So, and then they go, does it start with a nine?
So this guy gets on the line and he goes, well, there may be a warrant out for your arrest because of this whole situation. And
that was terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, okay. I'm like, so I'm at my business. So I'm lying at this point. I'm like, I'm at my business. I can't leave until 3 o'clock. I'm like, it'll just have to get handled later. Well, do you want the police to show up at your business and arrest you because you have a warrant because of this whole situation? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, he's getting really angry real fast.
I'm so confused by this, though.
I was impressed with how they were able to dial through another phone number that came through and came up as our actual local number through another phone call.
There's literally been apps, though, that can do that for like 10
years.
Sure,
they mask
numbers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like that's really not difficult to do. You can make your phone say anything. I can call Kara as pee pee poo poo and I can make it say that. Yeah.
Oh my God. Wait, so how would your social security number supposedly have been compromised through Amazon?
I have no idea.
Well, this is the whole thing. Your social security number is not a credit card. So when they call and say things like, there have been multiple charges made against your social security number, it's like, that's not how social security works. That's not what a social security number is. Because I've gotten those calls, too. Like, the one was a robocall, and it's like, you know, your social security number has been compromised. Please call us back at blah, 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 blah. But it's like that. The thing is, though, they're good enough where, like, if you think about it for more than 2 seconds, it's like, this is obviously a crock. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you don't use your social security number to make purchases on Amazon.
Right.
But at the same time, like, somebody can't steal your social security number and make charges on it. Like, they could open lines of credit, assumingly,
right.
But that's not what they're saying, right? So, anyway.
Well, that wasn't what they explained on mine. Mine was, they had my social security number from an Amazon account, which now I do.
But again, you don't set up your Amazon account with your social security number.
The other things that I have utilize it through Amazon.
What?
I'm not going to say them on the podcast.
Tell us your social security number.
Hey, listen, if you just write it down, if you just give it to us, we can definitely make sure that we're not accidentally using it.
Oh, wait a second. This is a great way to get her to talk. Every time she doesn't talk, we give away one number of it.
You would have to know it in the first place.
I will find out.
I'll find out. Murderer will tell us if we ask him.
Murderer doesn't even know how much is on his credit cards.
Oh my God.
Does he even know what his is?
No.
Sorry, he's going to be our... We will learn how to speak to animals, and we will train one of your dogs to acquire this information for us.
I thought you were going to say we were going to learn how to talk to animals and tell him. Oh, murder. Oh, oh, oh.
No, but you're talking bank accounts, though, that you have probably tied into your Amazon
account.
Sure, yeah. But that's not the same. You can't. That isn't how that works either. But anyway, my point being... Right, like if you think about it for more than 2 seconds,
sure,
like at no point does Amazon touch your bank account in a way where it could get your social security number. Is what I'm saying, but they do these scams because old people are old, tired, and dumb, and they think, "Oh my God, my social security!"
God, the things you're saying about Mickey right now—it's
all true. Not necessarily about her. I mean, if the shoe fits, whatever. But, you know, old people are tired, they're miserable, and they're stupid because their brains are slowly...
Don't
hold back. They have dementia, their brains are slowly shutting down. So what happens is these people give them a facsimile of a real situation, and they panic because they think, "Oh, yeah, that's my retirement. What will I do?" And then they immediately just cave and give them the social security number, and that's why so many old people lose their identity anymore.
At what age does your voice turn into that sound when you get old?
Probably because like 65-ish, 67.
Oh, God, Carrie, you're so close.
I'm so close to being retired.
I think you've got to be 90. Maybe. I think that's 90-year-olds. Because I know 65-year-olds that don't sound like that.
But, I mean, old people are gullible. Especially
they sound like you guys.
Especially current old people because they never learned internet either. They don't know what the internet is.
True.
They don't know how it works.
That is true.
They're blissfully unaware of a majority of things, so it's very easy to fool them.
That's
and
true.
And I'm not saying it's okay with these people are filth, that they take advantage of these people in their situations like that, but this is how it works. They take advantage of old people and dumb people. Mickey, thank God you don't fall into either of those categories. Even though you spent 20 precious minutes of your time listening to this man
babble
on.
I was feeding the dogs. What else was
true.
I doing?
So she'll do that. She won't watch television, but she'll listen to a scammer on her phone do his pitch for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
I like wasting people's time. It's great.
So he got mad and then what, hung up on you?
Uh-huh.
And the flashing lights never came down.
No, I was kind of disappointed.
It never came down Market Street there. Yeah. So that would have been funny if they did. You would have pooped your pants.
Oh,
if that had happened.
Oh, my gosh.
No,
if
probably
like,
not.
She hangs up and she's just like la, 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 la or whatever. And then zooming down the road come the freaking cop cars. Like, oh, geez.
I could use a break. I'd be okay sitting in a jail cell.
Hey, three squares. You get to nap all the time. Kara, that sounds like heaven for you.
That would be so nice.
You barely get to or have to go outside. Like,
oh, yeah. That is nice.
See?
I hate outside.
As we've established.
And I like to sleep. I saw a meme. I'm going to post it. A meme.
It's fine.
And it's about Bart Simpson sleeping. And it says, like, I feel personally victimized by them making fun of this. Or something, and it's just perfect for me. It's like the most perfect meme I've ever seen.
Can we just talk for a second about how she describes a meme as being about something?
Oh, there it is.
It was about something.
So what do you do in your free time? And he's like sleeping like all different ways, and that's what I do in my free time. But she feels personally attacked.
Wait 1 second.
Yeah.
We've spent 15 seconds on that.
Yeah.
That was 15 seconds too much.
Well, it was accurate. My
God. I saw a meme and it was about something.
Listen, there's no blood in my brain right now. So everything is just making me giddy.
Are memes not about things?
Nope.
They're always about things. That's the whole point.
Oh, no. I'm one of those old people.
Yeah. I saw a meme about something.
Yeah, right.
I saw a meme about my social security
number. There was a meme. It was about Bart Simpson. Like, oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Totally. That's how you would describe a meme, is it's about something.
That is what I sound like.
Yeah. Did you ever see the memes about The Walking Dead?
You know, I went on YouTube and I saw a video.
The man thinks that his son is a home for fish. It's hysterical.
Sonny.
He calls him Coral. It's very confusing. Sometimes he wears hats. It bothers me
a lot. To reread him a couple times to really get the whole meaning behind it.
Just looks like a boy. It doesn't look like an underwater structure of living vegetables.
Jail sounds awesome. It does. Also food.
I like how she spun it back on that.
I know.
Well, Mickey, I'm glad you didn't get scammed. It is amusing, though.
I was kind of hoping they would. I'm like, please, take all of my debt.
Yeah, that's how it works when they steal your identity.
Mm-hmm. They only
get
your debt.
We want to pay your bills so bad. Please give us your social security number.
Yeah, just put on like a costume, like a disguise, sunglasses, a fake mustache. Like, finally, somebody stole my identity. Cool. Enjoy. See ya. Enjoy having to do a freak accident every freaking week.
That's what would happen. Yeah, they steal the identity and all of a sudden some dude comes in.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Mickey.
He's like shaved his head to kind of look like her haircut, but it's just really poorly done.
And
you know?
We're reminding you.
That's what I say, right? That's the one.
Oh, yuck, yuck, yuck. This is a fun-ass podcast.
Now that's how we know would know it wasn't her, because she's never complimented this show ever. Speaking of this show, we do have an episode of it to do. So we have a news update on today's show. Lazy E normally asks
give
for
us
something.
Oh, I'm going to give you something in this.
Oh, word?
So, phrase.
Excel.
I'm not the only one who does that. I'm so proud of him right now.
All right. So there's something that happened at a prom with a DJ that once you hear it, you are either going to laugh harder than you've ever laughed before, or feel so disappointed in society, or a little bit of both. I was in the column three.
A little of both. All right. I'm excited about that. We're finally going to get to, if you can't stand on one leg for 10 seconds, something awful's going
to
happen.
Forgot to practice.
Good. I figured you would. Yeah. I was counting on it, as a matter of fact. And we got the most annoying passive-aggressive phrases. So we'll get to all that.
Okay.
Yeah.
A freak accident is fueled by Parlor beverages.
Oh, yeah, it is. Imagine that. Parlor is responsible for brewing the very highest quality craft soda that you'll ever gulp down. And it is truly quality. But Parlor isn't just soda. It's a lifestyle. Their rock and roll beverages feed off of the nostalgia of yesteryear. They're edgy and experimental. And they have something for everybody with three delicious and unique flavors available now. Root beer, birch beer, and my personal favorite, the butterscotch root beer.
I brought a bunch of Parlor to a 4th of July party. And I can't believe how polarizing people are on birch beer.
Really?
So many people said they don't like it. It's too minty. Mm. Not with Parlor's birch beer. It has almost like a vanilla taste to it. It's different than any birch beer you'll ever try.
You meant birch beer in general, people are explaining. Yeah. But everybody loves Parlor.
Everybody, I made everybody try the Parlor birch beer, and bam, converted them.
Ooh, so stop what you're doing. Go to drinkparlor.com right now. You can order the best freaking root beer. And they also have some very cool merch. You can get that for yourself or a friend, probably yourself. That's what I would do. Parlor ships anywhere in the United States, so they'll come to wherever you are. And right now, listeners of A Freak Accident, you can get a special deal. Just use the promo code FREAK at checkout to get 20% off your entire order. That's code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, FREAK, for 20% off at drinkparlor.com.
Parlor beverages. Drink more freaking root beer.
Freak!
If you need to listen to A Freak Accident, we've got what you need.
Oh, perfect.
You can find us on iTunes, the TuneIn Radio app, Spreaker, Your Nightmares, the Stitcher Radio app, pretty much every other podcast app, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. So pick one. We don't care which one. Just make sure you're listening.
News update.
It's the only news source that's giving you real news and not the fake kind.
Oh,
that's true. What, did you think that was a slam?
Yeah, that was a slam. At the boys, my boys. Oh, no.
She has had way too much sugar.
Oh, no. I'm past the point of no return.
Yes, yes.
It's between her and her sugar and me and my lack of blood. I'm just sitting here giggling at it like a school kid.
And too. You want to know what? That just encourages me to be weirder.
Yeah. It's so.
Why must you do these things? We're feeding her.
I have no power over it today. I'm powerless to stop it. I don't know why. Anyway, news. Hey.
Stonehenge.
You have a better idea for a song. Are you going to sing it for us?
I have a story about Stonehenge before we even get to the news update. When my dogs used to poop, the little ones, they would poop and the little poops would like lay on each other. And we used to be like, uh-oh, there's a Stonehenge over there.
Good story.
It was like two little miniature Tootsie Roll Stonehenges.
That was it. That was our story about Stonehenge.
So, did you guys know that there's an American Stonehenge?
Yeah.
I had no...
In my house.
I found out today.
Yeah. I had no idea that this structure called the Georgia Guidestones even existed.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
I knew she would know because it has to do with conspiracy theories.
It does. Oh. Yeah, there was something that Murder and I were watching a couple years ago, and they did a segment on it.
Yeah, okay. So what happened was these were... oh, my God. They have been bulldozed after sustaining significant damage from a bomb attack.
Today.
Oh, my God.
Somebody bombed the Georgia Guidestones. Residents reported hearing a thunderous explosion near their location around 4 a.m. on Wednesday. The Georgia Bureau of Investigations, the GBI.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Gibby.
Is there a PBI in Pennsylvania, a peanut butter investigations?
Taking it seriously.
I'm really glad that Kara liked that so much. Yeah, no, this is I can't read the rest of this article because it's asking me to sign in. I'll have to look up
make
more.
It up. Just make it up.
Yeah.
What's the rest of it?
Well, no, I'm going to look up Georgia Guidestones. It's a historical landmark in Elberton, Georgia?
Sure.
Sure.
Elbert County.
I thought he was going to be like, oh, Albert.
Yeah, I just can't read either. I've lost the ability to read. Some people call these things satanic.
What?
Sure.
I guess, you know what? This is probably some religious freak who decided, I'm going to save the purity of Mock County. And he went up there with a friggin' bomb and tried to destroy it. Because he's emboldened by the fact that, like, you know, Roe v. Wade got overturned. So he's like, yeah, God's on our side now. I can do anything.
Nope.
Yeah, some people believe it to be satanic, according to the New York Post, which is where I'm now getting this from, because The Independent, which is where I was at before...
Was not letting you be independent.
It's got paywalls. Yeah, ain't nothing independent about that. So, they discovered large portions of the monument were obliterated. It's 7 miles north of Elberton, Georgia. Photos show one of the four stone panels of the 42-year-old monument had been blown off. It was only 42 years old. I don't really feel that bad.
Well, I
thought maybe it had been there for like hundreds of years, you know, like maybe like it was like a leftover remnant of, you know, the pre-American culture or whatever that was still there. And, you know,
how long is that sentence going to go on? Because
I ended it like a second ago.
What I wanted to say makes no sense now. So go on.
No, what were you going to say?
I was going to say 42 is not that old.
Oh, yeah. Commit to make yourself feel
makes
better.
Makes no sense now because it was like a couple minutes ago.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not that old.
It isn't.
No, it is. Anyway. Yeah, no.
She is going to crash so
yeah,
hard.
It's going to be bad, guys.
She's going to fall asleep in our faces, and then she's going to get miserable. Yeah, you know that post-sugar burnout misery that you feel?
Yeah, that's true, guys.
And then I'm going to be sitting here still poking her, trying to get her to say stupid things.
That shouldn't be hard.
No, not hard at all.
The 19-foot-high Georgia Guidestones were erected in 1980.
Oh, my God.
In 1980. They have been a source of mystery ever since. It was commissioned by an unknown person or group under the name R.C. Christian.
The irony, because it's satanic.
It is considered a historical monument. It displays a 10-part message espousing the conservation of mankind and future generations in 8 modern languages and 4 ancient languages.
Hmm.
Okay.
Not anymore.
Well, yeah, it did.
They also served as an astronomical calendar. Huh. They call for keeping the world population at 500 million or below. Well, we're over that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's, yeah, I mean, obviously, though, they probably got a lot of pictures of these, and if they were just put up like a couple of decades ago, they can just remake them, make new ones. No big loss.
Well, I think it's a big loss.
Well, it's embarrassing that somebody would think to bomb them.
Well, yeah, and then also we need to find out who's bombing things.
Yeah, yeah, what crazy lunatic. I don't know, just visit the churches around there. I'm sure somebody's been, you know, talking about it for a long enough time. They've got a vendetta against it. You just start there. I guarantee you find them in a day. Easy.
Yeah.
All right. Delta Airways. Anybody have a preferred airline?
Yeah,
nope.
Delta.
Is it Delta?
I used to really love Delta.
Why is that?
Because they gave you food. Like food.
As opposed to like...
like pretzels and peanuts.
Food.
It was like...
that's still food.
A meal. It was like an apple and stuff. Okay. You know how an apple's a meal. Yeah. That's a terrible example.
Yeah, as opposed
I couldn't have said like a steak or something. I had to say an apple.
As opposed to the spaghetti wrapped in newspaper that other airlines give you. Here's a half-eaten hot dog. Enjoy.
You have to split it between your row.
Everybody take a bite and pass it down.
Yeah. Now, this is interesting. How much money would an airline have to offer you to give up your seat and take a later flight? That did happen with a recent Delta Airlines flight. A writer for Inc.com named Jason Aten, went on a trip to Alaska last week with seven family members, his wife, four kids, and two other adults. Before they took off, Delta offered them $10,000 to get bumped to a later flight.
Was that for each ticket or all of the tickets combined?
All the tickets.
So for all of them combined, 10 grand.
It was cash, not travel vouchers, right?
But how much was their ticket to begin with?
Well, here's the thing. It's the way this is structured anyway. The way this story is describing it, it says that's $1,250 a seat for eight seats and not in travel vouchers. They were offering $10,000 on a Visa gift card or with an immediate transfer over Apple Pay. So this isn't even like, hey, we're going to give you 10 grand if you take this later flight, but then obviously you have to pay it back to us when you get on that plane or whatever. Like, we're just giving you whatever. No, right. They were literally giving him, he was still going to get the flight just
and
later
cash.
On, and he was going to get 10 grand in cash.
What an idiot if he didn't.
He said no. He turned it down.
What an idiot.
Wait, how much was the original ticket?
It doesn't matter. They're offering you $10,000 free.
But if each ticket was $3,000 to begin with.
What? Why would they be $3,000?
Mickey, I don't care. It's $10,000 you didn't have 5 minutes ago. Why would you ever turn that down?
And all you're doing is
you're
waiting
maybe a couple
hours.
You're still out the money because you're still just going to get on the plane. You could get on the plane and get $10,000. Your reasoning is absolutely preposterous. I won't stand for it. That makes no sense.
Yeah, I mean, I would easily take that money.
You have devil's advocated your way straight to hell on this one, Mickey.
Wow, your voice cracked on
straight
that one.
Straight to Aten's.
Damn you.
Aten's, or whatever that guy's name is. Oh, no, this guy's name is Aten's. What's the name of the town?
Wait. What just happened?
Albertson?
What did I miss?
She meant the town with Stonehenge.
That has nothing to do with hell.
I know.
What is she talking about?
Well, yeah, because it was satanic.
Who said anything about it being a portal to hell?
Satanic. I don't know.
They think it's satanic. Now it's a portal to hell.
These are how rumors get
started.
This
is why we don't play telephone.
The microphone is practically in my mouth.
Okay, so this story.
Oh, you doing the DJ thing now?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
So here's what happened. There was a prom king and queen.
Mickey, you and me are fighting after the show. That's it. I've had enough.
No, let this settle.
One-armed man versus stick person. Book it.
Okay.
Live on YouTube.
So there's a prom king and a prom queen. The prom queen is in a wheelchair. They are videotaping this. Mm-hmm. And, well, we'll just let TikTok tell the rest.
This would haunt me the rest of my life if I were the DJ.
When your legs don't work like they used to before.
That's what the DJ played.
Oops.
Maybe he didn't know what the lyrics were?
Admittedly,
yes, he does.
I've never known what the lyrics are to that song.
This guy's a DJ.
Yeah, he knows.
He's played this song before.
You're right. He's probably played it like 55 million times.
Oh, my God. When I saw that, and did you hear?
I just love the crowd.
Yeah.
They're all cheering, and then it's like, oh.
I wish the clip went longer. That's as far as it goes. I want to know the total reaction.
At first, I thought it was one of those things where, like, you know how people nowadays will splice two songs together or, like, they'll use one of those AI assisted voice things to make a vocalist say something else, and then
it isn't.
That's the original song. That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
At first, I thought it was just a horrible joke. Like, he found a version of that song where they make fun of somebody for not having legs. It was just a regular song.
Yeah.
So I guess there's
she had legs.
It's, you know what I mean? It, not working ones. But my point being, it could have just been passed off as an accident.
I feel like you're making this worse.
Yeah, but, now it could have just been passed off as an accident, maybe, the way that it is. Maybe he is just that stupid. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Like, I saw that, and I, like, froze. I didn't know what to do. I was in shock. I was laughing. I didn't know what to do.
I mean, he's probably just thinking of the chorus of the song, right? Which is, like, we found love right where we are.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, that's sweet. Maybe he's thinking, sentiment.
You think right when it played
love,
that?
Love. What's a good song for love? There's that one song with the guy talking about finding love where they are. I'll throw that one in. Wasn't even thinking about the first
line.
Why
did they have to play about love, though? It was prom king and queen. It wasn't like a wedding.
Maybe they're banging each other. You don't know. That's usually what happens.
No, but the DJ, probably right when that played, went, like, oh, no.
Yeah. Ooh, oh, I've made a terrible mistake.
Well, this is my last gig.
How do you fix it? How do you fix that?
You don't. You just let
the song
play.
Yeah? Yeah. You think so?
You play Run. You play Run to the Hills by Iron Maiden and you flee.
Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation.
We missed the dog segment.
It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to a...
Wait, what happened?
Well, you told me you missed it, so I thought you wanted to go back.
Well, we did miss the dog segment, but that's fine. Anyway, we're talking about the Amazon Alexa thing now,
yes.
Right? Okay, so this is something we were going to talk about last week. Matt Damon did it. Mm-hmm. I almost called it Tom Brady-ing it. That wouldn't make any sense
at
all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazon's Alexa, according to CNET and Sky News, may soon be able to imitate, because, you know, you can pick voices to do the Alexa. I think, like, Morgan Freeman lent his voice to it.
Say CNET and Sky News.
Yeah.
Skynet.
Right. Well, that's maybe right along with what this is talking about. So Amazon is developing a new feature. Well, who would think that this was a good idea?
It's a terrible idea.
You know, we've talked about those things where, like, a corporation does it, and it's like, how many people would have had to sign off on this before it actually made it into development? This is kind of one of those situations.
Mm-hmm. Knowing what it is, though,
I don't know what it is. Tell me what it is.
Yeah, tell what it is first.
Okay, Amazon is developing a new feature for Alexa that would allow you to speak to the dead. Essentially, Alexa will adopt the voice of a dead loved one.
That's creepy.
Yeah, but it also makes me think of, like, those bears and those cards and things where you talk and people are like, it's like a memory of, but no,
right.
I guess that is weird, like making the shopping list with
it's
your
like
dead grandmother's
Black
voice.
It's like the mirror thing. Yeah. Where they,
and not only that,
yeah, no. I mean,
those bear things are terrible because you give a bear to a kid. And then has the voice of a dead loved one. Yeah, that's not going to be traumatizing.
I wasn't
at
even
all.
Aware of those.
Yeah, they exist.
Oh. Yeah. And you can get, like, heartbeats.
Yeah, that's another great thing to hear. Let's hear the dead relative's heartbeat.
That's potentially
their bowel movements.
Oh, grandpa's old.
Remember
Reminds
when grandpa used to hang out on the couch, watch TV?
Yeah, grandpa's farts would almost kill us. Yeah, I remember that.
I could just smell the cushions now.
You could come out with a complimentary device that puts the scent out in the air.
Oh, yeah.
The heartbeat thing, I think, is kind of sweet.
No.
But, like, the...
That's a horror movie.
No. I do think the dead voice, the dead person's voice thing, that's weird. I already have a problem with movies and filmmakers using dead people's faces in deepfakes and in the, you know, the CGI face over face thing. I already have a problem with that. Like, that's weird. So, like, there's already this thing happening where, like, people are saying, hey, at what point, like, are they just going to never use new actors or whatever? They're just going to keep old actors and they're going to keep them alive, like, until they enter the public domain, and then you lose the rights to your own existence, essentially. Like, that's kind of freaking creepy. Like, we're already headed that way, and this just seems like it's another one of those.
Does it become free labor?
Well, right, and it's kind of like, you know, but in this case, even this, like, you know, do you are you essentially giving Jeff Bezos like the rights to your grandfather's voice when you tell Alexa that it's okay to adopt it for this creepy program?
What do they adopt it from? Like movies? Or do you have to like record into it?
Yeah, you would have to give
them
like either like their voicemail message or like a clip from a home movie or something.
I would rather if we get to put our voice into a little recording before we die, but I want mine to, instead of being like this and saying words like this, I'm going to say them all like this.
You're going to be haunting
and then,
people.
Yeah, then my family's going to be like, hey, grandma, about my cookies or whatever? And I would be like, preheat the oven. Whoa!
What is the code for it in Alexa? Alexa, creep me out.
Yeah. Or do you say Alexa?
It's
or do you
Grandpa
say,
again.
Or do you say, "Hey, Grandma"? Ew.
Oh. Hey, Grandma, freak me out.
Hey, Grandma.
Hey, Grandma, tell me a dirty joke.
What's the weather like today?
Where I'm at, it's really warm.
So bad.
Oh, my God.
We just made this way worse than it probably was ever intended to be.
Oh, my God. Nikki, go ahead, though. Devil's advocate this. Tell me why this is actually great.
Oh, no, I don't think this is great.
Oh, you don't? You don't? You don't like this idea?
No, I think this is a terrible idea.
What about it bothers you so much?
Yeah, let it go.
Well, yeah. That's
You can't, no.
The nature of death, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can memorialize people and remember them, but that just seems like a really creepy kind of...
Yeah, it's pushing it.
Yeah. Because that's the thing. Once Skynet, right, becomes sentient and takes over, like, now you're going to have all the Terminators are going to sound like your grandmother. Like, do you want that? I don't.
Hello, sweetie. And then they're stabbing you.
I'll be back. Hasta la vista. And ever.
Oh, God, Grandma, no.
Where's Sarah Connor? Don't kill that gas station worker, please. Okay. Where's the dogs? Let's get the next thing.
Where are the dogs?
I am your dog, and I think you're neat. I like to chew on your antiques. I bark like crazy when you come in. Then I make love to your shin. I'm here through thick and thin.
I'm your dog.
Kara perked up so much when that song started.
That's what we had to talk about this segment.
Yeah, it's Timmy's lead single. Download it now on iTunes. So this is from the Oxford Academic and The Hill. A study at Ohio State found that more dogs in your neighborhood leads to something very interesting. Specifically, more dogs equals less crime.
They're a bunch of McGruffs.
No. I know. No. You would think it's because...
they walk around in trench coats and
no,
hats.
No, because they don't want to go into your house because you have a dog.
We actually talked about that not that long ago. Remember that burglar was saying like it's a great way to prevent your house from getting robbed is just put a beware of dog sign in your window. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't have a dog, they're going to be like, I don't know about this.
But that's not the case in this story.
Do you know what the case was?
I do.
Well, go ahead and share.
So what they say is because everybody's dog walking, that is almost like a crime watch.
Mm.
Everybody's outside with their dog, so less crime happens because everybody's watching everything.
More eyes around. Yeah. And
what about all the people that have large yards that don't have to take their dog for a walk?
Oh, my God.
Well, if you've got a... I mean, I know there's...
No, she did that on purpose just to screw with the story.
Of course, yeah. She's got a devil's advocate and everything. But there's people in my neighborhood, a lot of dog owners, and they have large yards, but they're always out walking their dogs. There's somebody out walking their animal, I think, like almost every hour of every day. Even at night, like sun goes down, you look outside, you'll see a couple people walking their dogs in the middle of the night. Hmm. So that's actually, yeah, I mean, I could see that would be a thing.
Yeah. Timmy is a crime-fighting dog, too.
Yeah, why is that?
He'll lick you to death if you come in the house. He'll be like, oh my God, I'm so happy you're here. And his butt will wag, and he'll do like that step, 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 step with the back paws. And then he'll give you kisses.
I mean, admittedly, if I was a burglar breaking into a place and I saw that mutt coming at me, I would be distracted.
Yeah, you would be like, actually, no, he doesn't do that. Actually, let me tell you what he really does.
Oh no, this is going to turn into one of these stories.
No, it's
thanks,
not like watching
Grisco.
TV. It's just, it's
you,
not
you
like
did
a,
this, no, Grisco.
Like, for example, at night,
uh-huh.
we'll be sleeping, and we'll hear something. and Timmy will hear it, and his ears will perk up, and he'll go to the door and scratch it, like, and I go, okay. So we open the door, and when we go to walk out, he waits for me to go first. And then he slowly follows behind me, and then I say it's okay, and then he comes out like, oh yeah, yeah, no, I know, I was just checking things out.
So you want me to make Kara really mad?
He's an opportunist. He definitely knows that, like, in the overall pecking order, that you guys are the prey, not the predators. So, like, he's just willing to feed you to whatever comes along that's stronger and is willing to feed him also.
You want me to make Kara really mad?
What's that?
You know, you said that you'd be like, oh, how cute is that dog, and it's licking me, oh, I wouldn't rob this place. No, if I'm a criminal, I'm putting the thing like a football right through the goalposts. You just see, there it is.
She's so mad. Look at her.
We're fighting so much.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Kara versus E, me versus Mickey. Battle Royale. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Death match.
We should be tag team. It should be a tag team match. Oh, us versus them.
We will, of course. I have Mickey on my team.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I'm
not even going to do anything. I'm just going to watch.
We're giving Mickey the Dudley death drop right through that freaking bar.
Yeah. 3D.
That's it. All right. That's we're it. Done. Moving on. Up next is the leg stander thing on a freak accident.
A freak accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
Down. Come on, more energy.
Down. Up. When I'm finally able down. To get back to the gym, this is just going to be in my ears on loop every time.
You should just put it on. Who needs a playlist?
Down.
Up.
And down.
So this is an interesting bit of information, okay? I'm going to withhold what it means until we see who can do it and who can't do it. So... It is a very simple, safe, quick health test for adults. Turn your volume off.
That was me getting ready.
All right. So what we're going to ask each of us
down.
To do. Down. What we're going to ask each of us to do is try to stand on one leg for 10 seconds. That's all. Okay?
Okay.
So
which way does my other leg have to go? Does it just like go up or out?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't think it matters. Just see if you can stand on one leg for 10 seconds. So, eeny, meeny, miny, Mickey's going first. So, go ahead, stand up. Take your headphones off. Don't
down. Up.
Get up. Get to the chopper.
Oh, God. I have to
pick up your foot and down balance.
Wait. What's the rule again?
You have to stand on one foot for 10 seconds. Once you do that, or fail miserably at doing that, then we're going to find out what that means for you. Okay. One way or another.
All right.
All right. Mickey.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
That's your seconds are very fast.
1,001. Wait. Oh, no. What are we at, guys?
I don't know. I totally lost count. I should have had a stopwatch out, admittedly. Whoa,
well, she could do it.
Look, she's got the grace of a dancer. Look at her go. Wow, she was actually shimmying around. It was very
impressive. She hit 10 seconds.
Yeah, I would be willing to say so. All okay. Right. So I have a stopwatch now. Okay.
Oh, that's a good start.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right. Kara, you're next.
Oh, I don't want to be next.
Do I have to hit record on this or no?
Wow, they're really seeing how the friggin' donuts are made here, aren't they?
I didn't know if you hit record already.
Ready, go.
Stand
oh,
up.
I already started.
Here, over here. Well, why would you record while I was sitting?
I don't know.
Did you start it?
No.
Doesn't look like it's playing. All right. Ready? I'm going to tell you. Okay, I'm going to count you down.
God,
three, 2, 1. Pick up your leg. She's so nervous. 3, 2, 1, leg. And I'll be timing you. Try not to panic.
It looks like a peacock.
It's almost over.
You should
We're
breathe.
Almost there.
You should breathe. Okay, that's 10 seconds.
Oh, I did it.
You did do it.
Who's
ready to my leg? Congratulations. Oh, she's going to try both sides now. She's got to even it out.
I don't think I'm going to be able to do this because after my one surgery, I'm not sure I can.
Okay, I made it on both sides.
Did you just fall over like after you put both feet back down?
Boom, boom, boom.
I just made it on both sides.
Standing up on two legs is harder.
Says who?
All right, tell me when you're ready.
Where do you want to do this? Right there?
Yeah.
Do it wherever there's room. It doesn't matter. We're also video recording this, I guess. Okay, 3, 2, 1, leg up. Feel it. Feel the ground beneath you. Try not to panic. Don't panic. Don't feel it. Down. Don't stay up. Down. All right, that's 10 seconds.
All right. Woo! Pressure's on you, Crisco.
I feel like we're missing something to this challenge here.
No.
Maybe we have to stand like...
You'll hear what it means.
There's got to be a different... Seems like this is too easy.
Well, there's a reason.
Ready?
Ready.
Stop, watch yourself.
I'm going to laugh if you fall over.
That's the pose
you went with? I know, that's kind of... Yeah. If you fall, then...
It was?
Wow. So we all did it.
Amazing.
All right. Tell us
what
it means.
We're so talentless.
Well, that was remarkably simple. I'm surprised that nobody fell over.
But it's simple for a reason.
I'm glad that nobody fell over because apparently, according to a study by researchers in Brazil, if you can't stand on one leg for 10 seconds, that means you're going to be dead in 10 years.
Oh, my God.
Then I guess we're okay.
Yeah. The study found that adults between the ages of 51 and 75 who can't stand on one leg for 10 seconds without any additional support are twice as likely to die within 10 years. There's no direct connection between balance and one particular disease, although generally those who failed were in poorer health. Many were obese, had heart disease, or high blood pressure. So that might have contributed to the higher death rate among those who had bad balance, because oftentimes those other factors mean like your whole body's out of whack anyway.
Which is why it seems so easy for us. We're all in relatively good
amazing
shape.
Amazing shape.
I mean, that's what I'm taking away from this.
I'm just barely squeaking by.
What are you talking about? You're a dynamo. Look at you.
A dinosaur, yes.
A donut?
No. More syllables than that.
Oh.
Dinosaur. Right,
yeah. So that's interesting. So try it at home. Record yourself doing it. We're going to put that on TikTok.
Sure. And
so stitch yourself
Instagram.
Doing it and see stitch yourself doing it and see if you die.
Or see if you're going to die.
Right. Or just die. Maybe you just explode when you try to balance yourself. I don't know.
I thought we wanted more listeners. Why are you chasing them away?
I'm not. I'm culling the herd. I'm maintaining genetic integrity of the human existence.
Somebody shut him up.
I'll do it myself. We'll move on to the next and last segment. The most annoying passive-aggressive phrases. How many of these does Mickey say regularly?
You gotta know when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just rob the table and take what's yours. This is a freak accident.
Are you still passive aggressive?
What's this?
Passive aggressive. It says passive aggressive.
Does it?
Okay. Yeah. It literally just said that.
I couldn't tell what she was saying.
I don't know. You're looking at me as if I'm wrong. I'm like, it said passive aggressive.
She looks so mad. My God. All right. Anyway.
Pun to me.
This is from Prevley.
Ooh.
He's always so surprised by the name of these publications. Anyway. This is a new poll that found what I guess poll respondents referred to as the most passive-aggressive people in our lives. Apparently, co-workers take in 20% of the vote.
Shocker.
But our moms were a close second at 18.
Excellent.
18%. So here, though, of those passive-aggressive people, the most passive-aggressive people in our lives, these are the most annoying passive-aggressive phrases, or annoyingly passive-aggressive. Okay?
Okay.
So, starting at number 10, I'm fine.
Yep.
That doesn't bother me.
It bothers me a little bit, like when, and I don't even just mean this in the context of like, because everybody refers to this in relationships, right? Like when your significant other, I'm fine, you know, what's wrong? I'm fine. And you're not fine. There's memes about that.
Yeah.
But like, it happens with friends too.
Yeah.
You know, and other people that you know, coworkers will even do that. You know, I'm fine or whatever. Especially when you're obviously not fine. People don't like that. Number 9. That was surprisingly good.
Ooh,
that's a backhand.
Oh my God, I think I say that.
Oh, you're an awful person.
Like when I listen to the podcast back the next day, I'll be like, oh my God,
that was so good. Why would you say that on the podcast?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm nervous that I'm passive aggressive.
I'm going to cave Kara's head in with this microphone.
I'm punting Timmy.
It's a handicap match.
I am going to punt Timmy as hard as I could.
She's ignoring you.
We're gonna play romantic songs.
I love that I said it's a handicap match, and she started singing "When Your Legs Don't Work Like They Used To Before."
That was from that earlier segment.
Yeah, no, we know it wasn't something that you were thinking in conjunction with that. It's fine, but yeah, this says like if you just tried someone's cooking, and you're like, that was surprisingly good.
Oops.
How many of your customers say that about the food that they get here, Mickey? Does it make you feel good?
I don't think anybody has. Oh. I don't think they're that mean.
Number 8. Why don't you just fill in the blank?
Why don't you just fill in the blank?
Yeah.
Well, no,
Why don't you just fill in the blank?
Fill in the blank isn't the part of the quote. It put anything in there. Why don't you just whatever? Add something in there.
Do you want me to make something up?
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
Why don't you just
listen to this podcast?
Yeah.
Why don't you just get a new car?
Why don't you just...
Oh, yeah, that is annoying. Now that you said that.
Why don't you just get married already?
Oh!
Ooh. That's, yeah.
Why I hate that one.
Why don't you just lower your prices?
No.
Why don't you just open the skate park?
No.
Why don't you just... Yeah, that's how I feel about that.
Why don't you just make the business a 501c? That's fine.
I did say that earlier, actually.
That's perfectly legal. Yeah.
You actually said that.
Oh my God, I said, you're those people.
You're the people we're talking about.
So far, I've done all of these things.
Typically,
the
blank, whatever it is that you're filling in at the end of that statement, is something obvious, but not necessarily easy. But it's like they expect you. Oh,
but it's so easy.
Yeah, you've just never thought of this because I'm
Why
so smart
you just
and you're
get
so
a
stupid.
Grant.
Right? Yeah.
That's
yeah.
That's my favorite one.
Just get a grant. They give those out like candy.
Oh my God! So many people.
And you know what? The funny thing is, my response when somebody says, "Why don't you just?" It usually is me saying that phrase back with a couple words I can't say on this podcast.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Number 7. I was just kidding.
Oh my God! I say that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I just burped in my mouth.
Yeah.
Why don't you just hold it in?
I did try to hold it in. That was me not just belching into the microphone. Got some class on this show.
Nope.
I was just kidding. number 6. I'm absolutely dislocating your jaw if you ever say this to me. You should have known that.
You should have known that you
burped. I'm so using that all the time now.
Or you should have known better.
Oh, yeah. That pisses me off because people that say that, it's like, yeah. Afterwards, it's easy to say that.
Of course.
But at the time...
Well, it's also like, you don't think I do know better? You think I intended for this to happen?
Well, it's like the last time I went drinking and I crashed my car. You know better than to do...
Yeah,
yes,
no kidding!
I know, again, but it was like, poor judgment.
Yeah, poor judgment, and also at that point, like you were essentially a victim of your addiction, too. You know what I mean? So it's like...
Right.
I mean, there is personal responsibility involved in that, but you get what I'm saying. It's a disease. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, you should have just... Well, yeah, I know. Like, obviously, I'm not trying to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not out here trying to make this a terrible situation. You should have known better. I do. I'm also not perfect, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just be perfect?
I'm going to throw you out that window.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
You should have known better to say that.
Don't worry, I'm fine. okay, here you go, number 5. Sure, if that's what you want to do.
Oh... Ooh.
Oh, but you have to say it like that, like, sure, if that's what you want to do.
Right.
Like, not like, yeah, sure, if that's what
Which
you want to do, like, let's do it.
The person's basically just saying, my way's better.
Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah, I don't have another example. I thought I did, but I don't.
Number 4 is whatever.
I say that.
Kara, you're guilty of a lot of these.
I am not a nice person.
We know.
I am obviously passive aggressive in ways that I did not realize.
Well, we learned from the last podcast you're garbage.
Oh, that's
yeah. Yeah, you are a garbage person.
That's true. Yeah, you make people
We've
just feel
opened
bad.
The garbage bag.
And out comes my ranky smell.
Number three. No offense, but
when someone says that, they're setting up for an offense. Yeah. When like anybody says that,
actually offense.
It's like when people go, "I'm not racist, but
yeah, right, yeah."
No, you're racist.
Any qualifier before the word "but" or right. disqualifier yeah. means that you actually probably are that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you wouldn't have thought the thing.
Exactly.
Number two, why are you so upset?
Mm. Oh, that's a good one to do, though. Like when you're trying to get somebody really mad, that is a really good one. Because it's like, I don't understand.
Kara likes to push buttons.
No, so she just admitted, like, oh, yeah, when you're trying to get so man, you obviously see somebody's in like a set of a situation of emotional turmoil.
Well, if they're making me mad and they're being jerky.
How big a person of you? Very proud.
I'm going to be like, let me push your buttons. I don't understand why you're so upset.
You know,
and
for
like, because you blah blah blah. I'll be like, I really don't understand why you're so upset right now. And you say it in the calmest voice ever, and it makes them so mad.
You know, for being the elder on the show, you're not setting a good example.
She's using the wrong finger for the gesture that she's trying to do. Yeah,
I'm giving you the pointer finger.
Yeah,
to him. Okay.
Number one, I have a feeling that she's guilty of this one too. You're too sensitive.
Ooh. Yeah, or I'll be like, you definitely took that the wrong way. That's not how I meant it.
Honest to God, those top three could together, like you can hear. No offense, but offensive statement. Oh my God, why are you so upset? Number one, you're too sensitive.
Mm-hmm. Kara sucks.
I don't know why you're so upset. Makes no sense.
She was just kidding, after all.
Yeah, really.
She's fine.
Uh-huh.
You should have known about that.
So I'm not the passive aggressive one. Kara is.
You're just aggressive aggressive.
Well, yeah.
I'm honest about my aggression. Mickey's straight
but
up aggressive aggressive.
We know what to expect from
Mickey,
her.
Mickey's progressive aggressive.
Progressive. She's an insurance company?
Progressive aggressive.
She has like nothing to say.
Yep. Nope.
The poll also found the worst passive aggressive lines at work include "for future reference." That was always one of my favorites.
Oh, I hate that.
"Just a friendly reminder." "And correct me if I'm wrong." And the most passive aggressive text is the letter K.
Oh my God, I type that all the time.
Mickey, here come the police to arrest you for your warrant.
Also, per my last email.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty...
I would use that one a lot when people just like, very obviously didn't read what I just said.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Don't make me do it again.
Like, I'm literally just going to copy and paste.
Person.
I know who I am. That lady was right about me.
Yeah, you're garbage.
Smell my stank.
That was clean. That was as clean as it gets.
Well, that wraps up this episode of the show. Kara, give them the website and things.
Passive aggressive to you.
I don't know why you want me to do this. Oh, my God. He gave me the double fingers.
You're just too sensitive.
It's the devil fingers. All right.
Some people call that the shocker, but okay.
What?
No.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's three. Never mind. Move on.
Oh. This?
This.
Oh. Yeah, the octopus.
Wow.
Oh.
How am I going to do this?
Well, you're going to send them to the website, which is...
afreakaccident.com.
I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
And what are they going to do on the website, Kara?
They're going to... click on podcasts to hear the podcast.
Good one.
And old ones, too. And then they're going to go to shop to purchase a t-shirt.
Stop clapping your hands.
And also request free stickers. The t-shirt, here's the thing about the t-shirt. You want to get it. It's not.
Think about the t-shirt. You want to get it.
Period. Done. Number two. Stickers. You want to get them. Period. Done. Then you go to.
How do they get the stickers?
You just
fill out the form.
Fill out the form.
In the shop section.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they would get it. Like if they saw, they went there and they saw it and it was like, fill
out
your.
How would they know to go there?
I told them.
You just did.
Yeah, literally.
Uh-huh.
All right, wait. Freakaccident.com. Click podcast. All the podcasts are there.
I already did that part.
Yep.
Shop. The shop in the shop is there. Then you go to connect. That is all the social media. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Fine.
What? Wicked Tiki Tappy?
Yep. Oh, you can email us at freaks@freakaccident.com. Tell us a lot of things or no things. Just email us. And just be like, hey, why did you let Kara do the end? She's terrible at it. Mm-hmm. You guys should know better. That would be perfectly fine. See what I did there?
I'm fine.
And then,
boring. You're boring, everybody.
I know. I can never get this fast enough or correctly. And then the last thing is going to be.
That's what she said.
Go. Get podcasts wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep.
And I like to say Spreaker. That's one of my favorite ones because it sounds like you messed up speaker. And then you're going to. Download them, listen, rate, review, and share because, well, and especially like rate, review because subscribe. That's very, very, very helpful. And so is subscribe yeah. subscriptions.
She's breaking.
You okay?
I gotta go. Is there anything? Is there anything else?
No, thank God. thanks for doing that all. Or not, whatever.
Oh,
don't thank
long.
Her for that.
Next week, another listener active. If you forgot your phone at home, how far would you drive back to get it?
I have a personal story about that.
Ah, good. Wonderful. All right. So we'll get your feedback on that, listener, and we will provide our own as well. So thanks for listening. Come back for that. Freakaccident.com is the website. We'll catch you again soon. For a freak accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm fine. That was Kara. I'm Mickey. And we're reminding you. You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
When your legs don't work like they used to before.
Oh, no! Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BY-NC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.